This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, getting back to this Hillary superdelegate that Matt and Richard, our reporters, were able to interview out of New Hampshire at the Red Arrow restaurant and bar. I don't know why he'd want to come into a libertarian-style facility that it's well-known for being when the Democrats want free speech banned. I mean, and I've got a whole stack of news on that coming up in the next segment, just to illustrate the fact that these are totalitarians. Now, this guy thinks it's completely normal to say Hillary is out recruiting the delegates and the superdelegates that are elected by the Democratic Party leadership. You understand? That's the communist system. It's like in the EU. They have an elected parliament that Nigel Farage and others are part of, and his party's taking it over. The EU bureaucracy is unelected, and it gets better, exempts itself from EU taxes. And why not? Why not? Why not have TPP be writing our laws in secret? Why not have Bernie Sanders, as they've now announced? First, they're like, he may not win, even if he wins. Well, now it's tied. Well, now she's getting two more delegates. Well, maybe more. Yeah, right up to Election Day. Or right up to the nomination. They can just get, oh, did you hear Bernie didn't get any next? Because we don't follow the popular vote. And this is just like the 17th Amendment, getting rid of U.S. senators. Before, they were elected by the legislature of the state. That way they were controlled by the state. This is the reverse of that. It's the party itself in control of everything, and it's the Democrats that changed it in 1972 in their party. Matt, pretty amazing. Joe Biggs makes the point that Bernie Sanders is all for redistribution.
Women have been downtrodden, so isn't it fair that some of my delegates, your votes, were given to her?
See? Oh, stealing isn't so nice now, is it, Bernie? But bigger for me, Matt, is what's wrong with the Democrat supporters? Are they really this totalitarian? What's your view on this?
Well, the cool thing about this is that, this is really actually going to wake up a lot of people as to how the process really works. When they see that Bernie is getting a lot of the popular vote and he winds up not getting the nomination, they're going to start scratching their heads. They're going to start demanding answers because these Bernie supporters are fired up. We actually wound up, when we were on our way to interview the Deputy Secretary of State in New Hampshire to figure out how the delegate process works for the Republican side, we wound up running into a precinct where Hillary supporters clashed with Bernie supporters. And let me tell you, the Bernie supporters got rowdy. So, they're pretty fired up, and I think that really, for him to pull this out, he needs to get 60% wins pretty much across the board. Because if we take a look back when Hillary was going up against Obama, she actually had more superdelegates in her pocket that time. But Obama was crushing it. So, he wound up getting the nomination.
And that's the key, is that when there's landslides, they can't go against popular will. Stealing comes when things are close. That's just how it works, not just in our elections, but others. The system is still scared of the popular will. But the fact that they're trying to float it now, like, if a delegate wants me, that's just the way it is. And no, that is not the way it is. And as much as I don't like Bernie Sanders, I got to say he's better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's just socialism is so horrible. I'm already basically owned by the government. It treats me like a second-class citizen. Now I've got to be more owned by people, and then it domesticates all these bots that want everything free, and it destroys innovation. What's your view of Bernie Sanders? I mean, not as a reporter, Matt Weber, but just as a citizen.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually talk to my mom all the time, and my stepbrother, he is a huge Bernie Sanders fan, and my parents don't get along with him because, you know, they're having these arguments. It's really funny. He thinks that, you know, tuition's going to be free, but it's funny because if you take a look at Sweden, you know, how their school system works, you know, that's the big point for him is free tuition, free tuition, free tuition. It's like, hey, man, I paid for my college. I don't want to pay for yours. But the deal is there, Sweden, they've got free tuition, but when you look at all the fees that go along with going to school, my mom and...
Hold on, stay there, we're going to come back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, thank you for joining us. The United States has been captured by foreign and offshore banks who are bringing in a form of scientific social control and establishing a planetary oligarchy for the ultra-rich to be above the law of a diplomatic immunity. They use dumbing-down education systems and socialism at the lower levels to domesticate the population. But above it, they are exempt from their own horrors. And in the process, once the public's been sufficiently dumbed down, which has happened, once the public doesn't know what planet they're on, once the public doesn't know the three branches of government, they can then start attacking free speech itself. And we're going to get into that. Now, we actually have the video. I want to play some of it. The article is up on InfoWars.com at the University of Texas in Austin. There is a street preacher been going out there for years reading out of the Bible against homosexuality, whether you agree with that or not. And here come the police, and they start writing the tickets, and they start threatening to arrest him. And they say, because you offended someone, they can now define obscenity not as handing out Hustlers to high school kids or bearing your breast or whatever, but as hurting someone's feelings. And I've got stacks of those articles today. People being arrested, fined in Europe for saying, not since the Nazi invasion of France have we faced such an onslaught with the Muslim waves. Boom, you're arrested. Boom. And I've got stacks of articles here. You know, San Diego banning the word founding fathers. Here's what I want to tell you. There's not a globalist revolution coming. We are in it now. They are launching on all fronts. They're not going to tell you it's the big assault. They're just going to be like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. Your kids belong to the state now. I'm going to cover that. That's the federal government saying that. And we knew this was coming because it's been done in Europe. It's been done in England. This started in England 5 years ago and in Scotland and in Ireland. It's the exact same global UNESCO Agenda 21 global treaty. And folks, they don't care we didn't sign that treaty. We're under it. UNESCO calls the shots. People say, oh, the UN doesn't run us. The big robber barons created the UN. The Rockefellers gave them the land to transfer our power to the multinational organizations and then have them dictate back to us. Just like TPP, they finally released it after it was globally ratified. Secret for years. And it's everything we warned. Global taxes, the elites above the law, tax exemption, diplomatic immunity for big banks, but multinationals can shut down your farm if they claim it competes with them. I mean, just crazy stuff. Thousands of pages, so nightmarish, I can't believe it. I mean, really what I keep saying here is the magnitude of what we face is its greatest weakness and its greatest strength. The magnitude. That they go on CNN and Fox News and go, and the London Guardian, we can show you that article. It doesn't matter if Bernie won by 20 points. The superdelegates are for Hillary, and so she got more delegates in New Hampshire. Think about how sick that is. And then we go talk to one of the superdelegates, and he's very proud. I played the whole clip earlier. I'll play just a second of it here now. Interviewed by Matt Weber and Richard Reeves, our reporters who were on the ground in New Hampshire. They're back now. And he's just like, yes, I've been for decades for Hillary. I like her, and she likes us, and we decide she wins. And he's just, oh, I decide the party. You know, the party has to decide who gets it, and we kind of run things, and I was elected by our party, and so I decide, just, you know, I run things. It's the same attitude. We're not going to let you have your families, mommy and daddy, anymore. We're going to make you take shots. Uh-huh, yeah. Mm. Oh, and you know the president is going to come after your guns with an executive order. Oh, and you know we're going to open the border up, even though federal law says you can't do that. And we're just going to do it with secret orders. And when the Border Patrol comes out, we're going to indict them for whistleblowing on crime. And we're going to just call you racist. I mean, imagine if I was at the Mexican border from Guatemala, and I said, you must let me enter your races. They would laugh at me. I mean, Mexican bureaucracy is amazing. Like, if you're at a Mexican airport, you board the plane 30 minutes before, or they don't let you. I've seen families, saw it yesterday. They clicked that thing. I barely went through. They clicked that deal, and more people, and they said no, and they enjoyed it. And that's just colonial bureaucracy. That's how all of Latin America is. The point, though, is that if I showed up in a Mexican hospital and I walked in with no money, no credit cards, no nothing, because this has been in the news, they would let my wife have the kid there, and the police would show up the next morning and say, how are you going to pay this? And they would take you and put you in the back of a squad car and take you and lock you up in a jail and say, Western Union, buddy. Pay up. Hmm? But not here. 10,000 Chinese women every couple weeks arriving, and it's all advertised as free, free, free. If you show up in China and ask for something free, they will laugh at you in your face. But this is what buffoons we've become. And by the way, the Mexicans don't owe me free health care because they have to steal it from somebody else. You ever think about that? That's why we agree government does like bridges and roads and the military. And you got to watch it because 9 times out of 10, it ends up taking over your country historically. Look at Rome. Look at Germany. This is all common sense. And this is what I want to get down to. Rob Jacobson made a great intro video a few years ago from a State Department, Department of Defense joint training video for school kids about tyranny and how to recognize it. And, you know, I think we ought to go find that full video. He's got it back there. We ordered it from one of those government catalog sites a decade ago. I was looking for videos on subversion and all this other stuff to put in a film. But we got this other video in, and it was just hours of what school kids were showing on projectors about how to recognize tyranny. You watch those? I mean, that's our government. And that's what I'm getting at is these young people, and I'm young, but I'm 42. I'm old compared to these people. These young people have been brought up, folks, and they really believe, watch what you say. They really believe if you say, I want to eat Chinese food, they go, shh, don't say the word Chinese. Language is, Hey, you can't have a Mexican-style party because it might offend somebody. You can't wear a cowboy hat or a geisha girl. This is being done everywhere. And then when the kids cry at Yale, the kids, they're adults, but we call them kids now because it's arrested development forever. We're going to go to Matt here in a moment. And the girl and this mom go, I told you I don't feel safe. No Halloween parties, no costume parties. You shouldn't have sent that email out saying just let people have free speech. No, I can't stop it. I mean, that's what she actually does. I mean, you talk about basket case mental patients. That's what they produced. Someone might wear a cowboy hat. And Yale got rid of the professors. They said, absolutely, get out of here. You put an email out saying there's free speech in America, get out of here. By the way, we're not authoritarians, we're liberals. Now let's wear Mao outfits on TV. I got Sachs articles. Your kids belong to us. Look at this. Department of Education has announced it. Matt, we ran into the break there. You were telling the story about your parents and said a cousin or something's a Bernie supporter. I forget. He just thinks he's going to get something free. And you were pointing out that they always talk about Sweden or whatever, how it's free. But then, you know, you're paying like 2 or 3 times what we pay for college. It's not free. Or I want to be like England where it's all free. It's a hellish. They fly here for health care. They're just so untraveled and so ignorant. Is that what you were getting at?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hillary wears Mao outfits on TV. We're screwed. Get me out of here. What is going on?
All of the taxes and fees that you'll incur when you're going to school in Sweden is actually more than paying full tuition in the United States at a great college like WashU. That's what my mom and my stepdad, you know, came to the conclusion of. And he's an accountant. He's great with numbers, and this guy loves to fact check. So, yeah, what I see from Bernie Sanders, a lot of good things, campaign finance reform. Like, yeah. And last night in the Democratic debate, I caught some of the highlights. You know how he called out Hillary Clinton for her donations? No, her donations from Wall Street. He goes, let's not insult the American public's intelligence.
They're not stupid, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, And the last thing, I guess, I wanted to touch on the whole free college thing is that, you know, you do have to move money around to be able to pay for that. And a lot of that is going to come from corporate tax. And I did hear a report while I was on the road with Richard, and one of the correspondents was explaining how, you know, college will be free. But the thing is, you're not going to be able to find a job because they're going to be scaling jobs back because of the higher tax rates.
Oh, yeah. So everybody gets to go to college in Cuba. And
yeah.
You can use your college degree to clean toilets.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be educated, but you're going to be doing something like, you know, flipping patties. So.
And again, it's not going to be a classical true education. They're going to call it classical. It's going to be learning what words not to use and how to be, you know, compliant with tranny bathrooms or whatever. I mean, look.
Education becomes indoctrination when it is all state run. They teach you to love the state. To, you know, adore the state, to, you know, 5 plus 5 equals 11, 12, whatever, you know. So,
I'll say this. I want to get film reels of real colleges in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And people in suits and sharp eyes and really smart. And the IQs have dropped, everything. It's not just looks. And then go show college students today. They look like Night of the Living Dead of every race, color, and creed. They are so vapid and empty and stupid, like they were shot with a moron gun or something, you know, that mutates you into a jellyfish or something. I mean, you know, did aliens land and then put worms in their brains and they're already taken over? I mean, I don't know, but the television killed humanity.
Don't you hate when you run into someone and they say, I don't do politics, and you kind of, you're like, you don't do what? Like, you're not in politics, or you don't?
I'm real smart, too. I know how to say it. Look, I don't do politics. But I do like Bernie Sanders, and I want something free, though.
Blows my mind. Just the top off. You know, and it's like, well, you don't catch, like, clips in the news, or, you know, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And you start talking to people, and, you know, I actually, I don't date much, but I did go on a date recently as well, and, you know, I was talking to a girl, and she was not having it, and we ended it early because I started talking about politics too much. So, dating advice, don't bring up politics on the first date.
Well, I mean, how old are these women you're dating to?
About my age, so.
How old are you?
26.
Okay, well.
So, yeah. Nothing surprising, but, you know, hey, that's how I weed the people out of my life.
A little bit better there, you know. It's hard to deal with. All right, buddy. I appreciate you and Richard. Great job up there. More clips and bombshell info coming up. Let's play that clip since I mentioned it again. This is Bob. How do you pronounce this guy? Volhollen.
Something like that.
From Chico, California, a superdelegate bragging that his fealty is to Hillary, period. So he's the guy that gets the vote. Here it is.
Hillary is going to have a huge edge when it comes to superdelegates. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And former DNC chairs like Howard Dean, who's from Vermont, he's known Bernie for decades, he's for Hillary. Yeah, the people who have worked with Hillary for decades are big supporters of her. If they haven't said so yet, they will over the next several weeks.
So roughly, when it comes to the Democratic National Convention, what is the rough total of delegates that are going to be available for the DNC?
Right now, about 4,800. So you need about almost 2,400 to get the nomination. And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Okay, now the superdelegates are basically what Hillary pretty much already has in her pocket. How many delegates
is
that amount?
750 delegates. My guess is she probably has half of them committed to her, but she's out there working the precincts and working the states every day for every vote.
Let's stop right there. We're going to put the full video up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and because so much of the public is still even ignorant about superdelegates and the Democratic Party changing this in 1972, we'll post some headlines from the London Guardian and places in case people think we're making this up. Because we talked to folks on the street, Leanne McAdoo did, and they went, excuse me, Bernie Sanders won by 20 points, but he gets less delegates because they're pledged to Hillary? Yeah, that's how this works. So that's what it comes down to. And you can go read about superdelegates online. Here's the headline. Even if Sanders wins the popular vote, Clinton could still get the nomination. That is the London Guardian. Okay? So people are having a lot of trouble wrapping their minds around this, and I understand why. Because it's crazy and it's wrong, but nevertheless, it's going on. Now, I do want to open the phones up after the break so that you can chime in on the election, on the state of the world, on the Russian Prime Minister Medvedev, if I'm pronouncing that right. Always have trouble with that, even though he's been covered for 10 years. He used to be president. He and Putin kind of switched back and forth like two peas in a pod. Really, he's just Putin's fill-in, sit-in, kind of like his vice president, even when he's president. But to make a long story short, he's talking about World War III, and I noticed commenters on Infowars.com with their troll pre-programmed deal were like, now Medvedev is fear-mongering, and just like Alex Jones, we're sick of all the fear-mongering. That's the prime minister of Russia. They're in a proxy war against NATO in Syria and other areas, and they're in a proxy war in Ukraine, and Republicans and Democrats get up on the news and they go, let's bloody the nose of the Russians. Let's kill some more of them. We need more body bags. These are all quotes from generals and people. One of the top NATO generals came out last year and said, it's time to have a war. Let's just have a war. I mean, even Napoleon and Hitler, that were accomplished tacticians and military men, both highly decorated, were very secretive about major war operations and didn't shoot their mouths off and didn't say this is going to be easy or this or that. And there weren't nuclear weapons then. Napoleon had like the highest honors as a field captain that you could get in France. And so did Hitler. He had basically the Congressional Medal of Honor. That's how you could get a corporal to have some people follow him. They just don't make that a big part of the history books. They don't like to build Hitler up. So what if the guy was a war hero in World War I? He was still a lunatic. The point was, is these guys knew what they were doing compared to all the weird feminist crazies that go, you're not nice to women, Putin. I'm going to show you. Never been in the military, know nothing about it, but they know how to act tough and walk around in $5,000, you know, Versace dresses. I mean, I see these women, looks like they're on the catwalk or something, and they got their lipstick on, they all kind of got their girlfriends with their, yeah, yeah, we're going to blow up Russia. And it's just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hillary's in Mao outfits every time now, in communist outfits with communist slogans. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I mean, when do we get off this? And the feds are like, the Bundys threatened, you know, that if the feds didn't stop taking property, Americans would have to stand up. They're such terrorists. Let's lock up all the land rights people. Because we're, you know, the government follows the rules, and we do what's needed, and we're the good guys. And God help us, this country has been totally betrayed. And it is madness. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. I want to give you a chance to call in today. What do you think about the election? What do you think about Sanders, Trump, Hillary? The Republicans, Jeb's pretty arrogant a few months ago. Remember, he told CNN, he goes, we'll see what happens once the convention gets there. I feel like I'm going to get the nomination. That's why I'm staying into the end. Doesn't matter how many votes Trump gets. You can go pull the quotes up. Because the Republicans have put in similar hanky-panky stuff. Not as bad as the Democrats, but it's pretty bad with their delegate process. And that's why George Washington wanted parties outlawed. He was all for free speech, but he said these parties should be outlawed being involved in the process and controlling it, or they will turn us into factionalism and it's over. And folks, that's why you can't have campaign finance reform. Because the campaign finance reform they bring forward every time is to shut down small donors or billionaires or dark horses. The elite already know how to game the system. They already have the media manipulation. They already have all that in place. And so now they want to come in because they've sewed things up and shut off the, quote, special interest. It's illegal for foreign governments to give money to political candidates. The communist Chinese and everybody else openly give Hillary money. Nothing's done about it. Then Dinesh D'Souza gets five friends to give to a failed Senate campaign for his college roommate, and they arrest him, indict him, and lock him up for 9 months. But Hillary can get billions of dollars from dictators and people, and it's okay. It's all going to be selectively enforced. Let me explain that to everybody. I've seen them do this in other countries. They're following a script, the exact script in Europe, to send social workers to everyone's homes to be co-parents. The exact script, word for word, is being implemented in the U.S. today. I'm going to cover that and then go right to your phone calls. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. By the way, the new Hillary for Prison shirt, limited edition, is in the new design. The witch hates free speech. We're going to exercise it, and she can crawl back under that rock.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm not observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
Came, saw, and died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
First they dumb you down, and then they scramble your brain with a bunch of disinformation. And then they just come right out and say, it doesn't matter how you vote, we got superdelegates, Republican and Democrat. And it's not stealing your vote, we just disregard it. And they throw it in your face. And we're now on the throw it in your face part of the takeover. I want to hit this article because I keep mentioning it, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. The article is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it makes me particularly nauseous. And Paul Watson did a great job writing the article, but he didn't even give it a hardcore enough headline, you know. Some people think I have sensational headlines or make sensational statements. No, people have gotten sensationally conditioned to accept all this. This is up on Infowars.com. Feds push a new plan for home visits to check on parents. Well, really, federal government announces that government agents will be assigned to, quote, co-parent children. Or feds announce that a Fed will be assigned to be your child's parent. I mean, that's what it actually says. And that's why they started having Melissa Harris Perry and all their operatives go on TV and start announcing in promo ads, your kids belong to the system. They had a California court federally rule 6-7 years ago that actually the state is the parent, you're just a custodian. Now, another federal court overruled that, but that's what they're doing. Feds push a new plan for home visits to check on parents. Government appointed monitor to assess upbringing of children. And believe me, they're going to find something, but more importantly, they're going to find and feed you. And they're going to talk to your child when they're 3 years old about how they sexually identify. Oh, that's a big part of it. Screw in your kid's head. And that's what all the new college educations are going to be for all these dandies that don't know how to find their butt with both hands or tie their shoelaces or run a company or work. But, boy, they know how to run your life. That's what they learn in college, is how to watch other people and report them and demand speech be restricted and have their feelings hurt because they walked by a Halloween party and saw a geisha girl. They're commissars. They're political police. I mean, that's out of Red Dawn, where they have a mockery education camp at the sports stadium going, you know, your founding fathers are bad. It's bad to say there's fathers. That's anti-woman. I mean, that's in the background on the loudspeakers in the movie. Because that's what the Soviets would actually do in a country they'd gotten control of. And you know what they do in a re-education camp? It's in high schools and sports stadiums. Because if you're good and behave yourself for a few weeks, and they trust that, then you get to go live in the dormitory and even leave and go do errands. And you actually are their slave, but you're in a communist utopia. But out at the sports stadium where they've got cages where the people won't go along with their orders or won't tell them where the guns are or won't tell them where the veterans are. They're in there beating people, blooding their noses, torturing them, not feeding them, breaking them. And then they let you out into society once you've submitted, and then they teach you. You go to your weekly meetings, they tell you what words to use and how to behave. And you do it. And most people go into a reverse Stockholm syndrome, and they actually will decide to join with it. And it was right. America was bad. Now, you can't have a preacher out preaching. I find it offensive. Arrest him. Yes, yes, Martin Luther King. I mean, you know the social engineers are going, excellent job. At Oregon State and many other colleges, they are pulling down the Martin Luther King signs or demanding it because he said, all God's children together. One day in the future up on that mountain living together, not because of the color of their skin, but because of what they stand for. I'm paraphrasing it. And then that's on the wall. It doesn't say transgender. It says God. That's offensive. Take it down. And you're like, oh, well, they'll never get to that point. Yes, they will. They run the show now. Unless you say no and stand against them. And by the way, they're not well-meaning weirdos. This is systematic worldwide. This is a program. And that's why the more ridiculous, the dean would like to speak to you because you're offended by Martin Luther King. And then the student group is in, they say, yes, then we should have a vote. I'm sorry that you've been hurt by this. We'll have it removed if you vote to do that. Good job. You're really helping the community now. And they know full well what they're doing. They are sabotaging young people. They are frying their brains. And they're just busy trying to get money in their Swiss bank account and get out of this country. There's a disdain for the public with a lot of the mercenaries. A lot of these folks aren't even communists. They're just mercenaries. And they go, look, the public's so dumb, you better just get as much money as you can and get out of the nation. So see, they know it's pure evil. And they go and they dutifully learn how to do it. They learn how to brainwash. They take courses in how to dumb people down, the Delphi technique, all of it. And then they come in systematically and are eyeing you and your family when you take your tuition money down or break your back to send your kids to college. And they get inducted. They're being inducted to a giant brainwashing camp to then spill out like viruses, swarms of officers to eat out our substance and imperiously run around and boss everyone around. Let's read the article when I'm going to your calls. Feds push a new plan for home visits to check on parents. Not even when there's a vague phone call. No, everybody gets the visit. Starting at age 2 or 3, and then, oh, then we form that relationship for the co-parenting. You think you can divorce your husband or your wife or whatever, and that's a hassle? Now the state is in your line. The state is in the middle. At your dinner table. And in the first phase, if you step and fetch and are nice, there'll be TV shows about how the social workers help and it's good overall and they do the right thing and, oh, they fix society and this kid was on crack and they did a good job. This dad was beating them. Of course, they're going to, quote, do some good. The point is it's totally unconstitutional. It's directly out of Nazi Germany, directly out of Soviet Russia, directly out of Maoist China. I mean, it is the big tyrant gorilla. I mean, it's the bona fide Mac Daddy, cherry on top, baby. It don't get worse. And you're not going to have jobs with industry in America. This is your future. You're going to have, see, a lot of folks are going to have, there's going to be TV shows about what heroes they are. The federal government is seeking to create a new bureaucracy that would intervene in family life and could even see state-appointed monitors conduct routine home visits to assess a child's well-being. Oh, we gave you fluoride and all this sugar and TV, and now you're not performing well. We're building giant special education wards everywhere. Oh, society's collapsing. We're here to help. And, of course, the folks showing up to, quote, help will mean well themselves. The U.S. Department of Education, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has published a draft document, which has already been done in Europe, which outlines a plan that will treat families as, quote, equal partners. Oh, see, you're equal now with the government. It's a friendly thing, like the Patriot Act. In the raising of children, opening the door for government intrusion at all levels, the paper describes how government employees will intervene to provide monitoring, See, they will provide monitoring goals, that means your orders, for the children at home and the classroom. Oh, a federal ward in your local independent school. And that, if parents are failing to meet the standards, you're all being put on probation, evidence-based parenting interventions will be made to, quote, ensure that children's social, emotional, and behavioral needs are met. Huh. The document reveals how the state will help oversee, this is all quotes, constant monitoring and communication regarding children's social, emotional, and behavioral health through the government computers. The document reveals how the state will help oversee constant monitoring communications regarding children's social, emotional, and behavioral health. I remember when we learned 15 years ago that the new federal computers, they actually, your kids are writing articles or papers for English class, whatever. It's all going on a federal database. NSA, FBI, local police, but also the bureaucrats. I mean, this is so sick. Your children's diaries, they're basically reading them. Their artwork, all going into a government file on your kid. I mean, it's 50 times worse than Eastern Europe. It's so incredible. The program bears the hallmarks of a controversial scheme in Scotland set to take effect later this year, which under a shadow parent, close quote, appointment by the government, would monitor the upbringing of every child until the age of 18. The document argues that Big Brother needs to know about essentially everything for the purpose and benefit of the child it wants to partner with, close quote, in caring for, close quote, citing research. The policy statement claims that the, quote, institutions where children learn cannot ignore family wellness if they want to. We just can't ignore your family because it's sick, because we made it sick, and now we're going to end it. We're going to end it. Now we have the death blow. We've already stabbed and angered and diseased the bull as it stumbles around the arena, and now the matador is there. Bernie Sanders is here. Everything's free. Look, Hillary's wearing actual Mao outfits every day. Oh, everything's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Armored vehicles. Oh, they love you. Oh. I mean, whoa. This is really who we are? This is really what we're going to put up with? I said I'd go to your calls. I can't do this anymore. That's one article. And I've got like 200 more that are just as bad. I mean, just look at this. It doesn't matter how you vote. We have the delegates. NATO warships ordered to Aegean to help migrant crisis. I mean, ship them in. Russian Prime Minister warns U.S. Saudis against starting permanent war with ground intervention in Syria that could, quote, lead to new world war. New York production company launches Killing Republicans, the musical. Danish man convicted, fined for Facebook post comparing Islam with Nazism. University of Texas police give preacher citation for offending students. Energy Department investigated by Congress for firing whistleblowers. Cliven Bundy to stay in jail until next week. They want him to be in prison for 40-plus years. And it goes on and on. Oh, don't worry, though. A new freedom women, they're getting ready to draft you. Oh, but don't worry. In exchange for your free education, they only want 5 years in the draft proposals of compulsory government service. They have a name for that. It's called slavery. But it's part of your free education. So you can be somebody. You can learn about empowering women because you like Hillary and her Mao outfits. Oh, and then global stocks continue to crash as oil plummets and gold skyrockets. We're going to get to that. And I haven't gotten into the science, the world news, the rest of the InfoWars news. Oh, there's a lot of it today here. And we have Lou Rockwell coming up. But right now, we're going to go bankrupt here. Plus, it's incredible. They want me to extend the sales. It's very popular. On our new flagship product that is so amazing, Anthroplex, that has a lot of the same great key ingredients that are in Super Male, Super Female Vitality, but some added ingredients as well to form an amazing base of Super Male or Super Female Vitality, or just by itself. It's an amazing product, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and look, we will extend it for one more day. But I don't want to be a victim of my own success and then sell out of Anthroplex, because it's set to sell out by Monday now. and then we won't get any more for a couple of weeks. They're like, well, let's just sell out of it, and then we'll get more in a few weeks. Whatever. The point is, you can get 15% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com on that product, and you can also get free shipping. And there's a bunch of other specials there on the site, but check it out for yourself and take advantage of it. We also have an extended sale on Silver Bullet, 15% off when you sign up. For auto ship, you get an additional 10% off. So you can get high-quality coil silver, 15% off a very low price already, and then you can get 10% off with auto ship when you sign up to do that as well. So that's just some of the special deals that are available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Introducing Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulation for men and women that is perfect pair with Super Male Vitality. Anthroplex synergistically works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients that you have been asking for, like horny goat, weed, zinc, orotate, and newly balanced blend of other organic herbs, the stuff that's in Super Male Vitality. Anthroplex was created to help restore your masculine foundation, works great with women as well, and stimulate vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. Extended special due to listener request when you buy the synergistic duo, Anthroplex and Super Male or Super Female Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. InfoWarsLife.com. And all this does from our research is counter the estrogen mimickers. People say, what's wrong with the public? Is there something in the water? They put estrogen mimickers in there, excitotoxins, and the key adjuvant, hydrofluorosilicic acid, weaponized fluoride, souped up fluoride, to accelerate and turbocharge all the other chemweps they put in the food. They're murdering everybody.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Room because even though I told them don't get me a birthday cake, they did it. And I got back in town yesterday, so yesterday was my birthday, but today they got me a cake. And we're just back there going, yeah, like, what have we done to be cursed with all this? I mean, all the crazy stuff they're doing gets to me, but Hillary wearing actual Communist Party outfits, I mean, exact copies. In every debate now. By the way, retro ones from when Mao killed 80-something million people. I mean, it'd be like if Hillary was wearing a Hitler uniform with the armband. And that's what she's telling her supporters is, I'm getting ready to run a Mao operation in America. And some people would say, oh, that's not what she means. I mean, they're openly going to steal the election from Bernie Sanders. And her people go, doesn't matter how you vote, we're going to put her in. I mean, that's totalitarian. These people are bad news. And they've been in power so long, they think it's completely normal. And it gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. Yeah, that's more of a 1984 outfit. That's where she's actually dressed like Mao. When I say Maoist, I mean Maoist era women's clothing. Show her the last three debates. We've got to do that. I didn't even know that Biggs had noticed this months ago. And I'll notice it when I'm with my kids or watching TV. And I'm like, look at that. There she is wearing a communist Chinese outfit again. That's what the party women wear. And the first five or six times, that is her uniform, is a Mao-era communist outfit. She'll probably show up in overalls that O'Brien wore when he ran the torture center in 1984 next. It's the equivalent of her growing a Hitler mustache, folks. And I don't know what to do anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. I said I got your calls. I'm actually freaking out right now. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get with these scumbags? Let's go to Carol and Chris, Clemford, Kyle, Carson. Thank you for holding. Sorry I've made you wait. I'm just out of control today. Carl in Pennsylvania, I mean, what do you think of all this? Am I freaking out? Or should I go put on a Mao outfit myself and just join this and then go live in a re-education camp and just everything will be free in my slave pit? I mean, should I just do that?
Hey, Alex, hi, it's Carol. How you doing?
I'm good, Carol. Go ahead.
Alex, that would not be a very good look for you. I mean, it's like she's got a schlubby body. That's not a good look for you. So, you know.
Like, well, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to wear a Maoist female outfit, but should I start wearing a Mao Zedong outfit?
Yeah. Well, then you'd just be following the trend, the trendy people, the brain dead zombies. Then, you know.
Yeah, because everybody knows Mao was so wonderful. I mean, David Rockefeller wrote an op-ed in the New York Times saying how great he was. So, I mean, I guess I just need to get with the program, don't I? You know, ultra-rich supporting Mao. Well, wow, why you think? Because he brought him into slavery. Carol, I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Actually, Actually, my point was going back to, you were talking to Matt earlier. I just want to take you back a little bit of what, about what he was saying. Being a patriot, it's a very lonely, it's a very lonely life. It is. It's like, especially if you're a woman. It's like,
yeah, because you like private property and freedom and the right to self-defense and don't want weird leaders stealing elections while wearing communist uniforms. Hold on, I'm going to come back to you in 70 seconds, Carol. I want you to be able to make your point.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, because the media makes you feel lonely. We're really the majority.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Unless you're talking about the people at the colleges who literally can't tie their shoelaces. I mean, these are victims.